Welcome back to a Phillies Robert Doyle Stadium here tonight. John Kressip here with Tom Doyle as we await the kickoff here of the second half of play. Now we will see Shelby County will receive with the wind in their face to start this third quarter. Collins will start will kick with the wind at their back. Here's Webb Bates approaching the ball. This is a high kick down to the right side of the field at the five. It's Armstrong bringing the return out to the near side. Makes it
got a little room. Got a little room.
Trying to get the corner, and he'll be brought down just across the 20 at about the 22-yard line. Someone's
Cameron's
shoe came off there. It was Cameron's shoe that came off at the end of the run.
Shoestring tackle?
It was a literal shoestring tackle there. They spot him, now at the 23-yard line, and so Shelby County will have the first possession of the second half, leading 14-10.
You know, that was a good return because sort of caught that going back toward the end zone. And the ball just kept carrying. So it was a good return to get us out of a hole down there.
Rain and Stone in motion. Gives us some Moorhead on first down. He's over the 25. Looks like maybe a 4-yard gain on first down for Caleb Moorhead, the leading rusher in this game. His 20th of the game.
Shelby went a little more of the outside veer right there where, typically they'll run the fullback up between guard center, between the two guards on your side. This time they sort of went guard tackle and more to the outside veer.
There's a 4-yard gain on first down, second and six. Here's the snap. Drain pitches it to Davis, who spins away from a defender at the 25, but he's going to be dropped for about a yard loss.
Collins has got the triple option, except for up the middle of the Moorhead. They've got the triple option covered on the outside.
Zach Smith was the man in the backfield for Collins, and so this brings up an early third down here for Shelby County. Third down and seven back at the 26-yard line. Just underway here in the second half. Shelby leading Collins 14-10. Drain in the shotgun sends Davis in motion. They pitch it to him going back to the left side, trying to get around the corner.
He got the first down.
He's out of bounds, and now he's taken out over onto the track. And my goodness, is there a flag?
No.
They took him and rode him out of bounds all the way through the visitor bench to the sideline and then took him to the ground. And
he went out. They even marked him out of bounds way back at the 35. But good enough for a first down.
So Shelby does pick up the first. Davis comes back onto the field away from the Collins sideline. First and 10 from the 35. Davis comes in motion. They'll give it to him here on the near side sweep. He makes a man miss. Up over the 37, out to the 40. That'll be about a 5-yard run on first down.
Looks like Shelby County speeding the tempo up a little bit. That wasn't your normal triple option. That was more of a quick pitch. Brandon coming around and was able to get to the corner.
Brandon Osorto out on this near side pulled for a nice block to spring Davis. It'll be second and five at the 40-yard line of Shelby County. Davis comes in motion again. They'll give it to Moorhead over the left side.
First
He's
down.
Out over the first down marker past the 45 to the 46. So now you're starting to see a little bit of the tempo that Shelby County likes to get into, the rhythm here, this triple option using both the outside and now back inside with Moorhead. Ball is spotted at the 46 with 9:51 here to go in the third quarter. Shelby leading 14-10. Davis coming in motion. The give is to Moorhead right behind the tackle. He's still putting his head down and grinds over the 50 down inside the 47-yard line. And
again, that was back to more of the outside veer. Collins is making defensive personnel changes, going in with more beef. I'd say they're probably going to come back in and start loading the box back up, five and six in the box.
Second down and three from the 47. Davis coming in motion. A man jumps and a flag going to be thrown. This is going to give Shelby County a first down with a 5-yard offside penalty against Collins.
Another defensive lineman switch out.
They'll spot this one now at the 42-yard line. And Shelby County here on their opening drive has marched into Collins territory.
You know, bad part, Sean, the guy that came in was the guy that jumped.
Here's the snap. Drain going to give it to Davis on the pitch. Near sideline. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Back to the 40. He's going to get about a 2-yard gain out of this one. But, Tom, we've seen Davis on a few of these times where Collins is able to get penetration upfield and get to him for a loss on the play.
They're playing a full-court man defense.
Yeah.
And those guys, they're staying with their assignments.
New spotted at the 40, a two-yard gain, and be second down and eight for the Rocket. Deion Stone here on the near side. Drain coming in motion this way. They'll give to Moorhead up the middle. He spins away down to the 40, excuse me, the 36, and a gain of about three or four on that one.
Collins has got somebody down now.
He's up. Justin Hinkle was late on the turf. He's hopped back up with 8:08 here. It's third and three from the 35-yard line.
Crucial play right here.
Call it third and four. Here's the give to Moorhead. He's through the middle out to the 30. Still moving ball. Down inside the 29. And he'll have the first down for Shelby County with under 8 minutes to go in the third. Caleb Moorhead continues to just move his feet. After initial contact,
Brandon Davis, I thought, was coming out.
He came to the sideline here, but now he'll march back out. Out it, send it away from the slot position he's normally in. They'll send Stone in motion. Here's Drain, going to keep it. And he thought about pitching it out to Stone, but Jaden Wilson had man-to-man coverage there on Keon Stone, so Drain had to keep it and try and lean forward and not lose anything. And looks like he does get back to the 28.
That's a perfect example there. Wilson, if he'd have came in toward Drain at all, that might have been a touchdown down that left-hand side over there. But he stayed with him. Drain couldn't pitch it, and relief came in to help.
Second
counter.
And 10. Here's the counter to Davis. He's through the line, inside the 20, inside the 15, down inside the 10, back to the middle of the field. And a nice play design there as the handoff went to Brandon Davis on a counter, a little misdirection.
That was a little bit of Coach Lucas's old playbook, a little bit of wing T right there.
And so the Rockets have it first and goal inside the 10 at the 9-yard line here with under 7 to go. 5-minute-plus opening drive here for the Rockets to start this half. And a timeout going to be taken. And, my goodness, as I say that little tidbit, this defense has been on the field that long. Coach Lucas going to call a timeout and give his guys a bit of a breath here.
He's been trying to run defensive linemen in and out. Shelby's picked the pace up. Looks like we're getting, play to the line, getting all back set back to the line of scrimmage a little quicker, just sort of picking our step up a little bit. I don't know if that's a halftime adjustment or we were just playing that slow in the first half.
6:50 on the clock, and both teams here huddled up on their respective sidelines. The wind's still coming out of the north at a pretty good pace. You see the Old Glory flying above the scoreboard here. They will break the timeout huddle. It'll be first and goal for the Rockets on their opening drive. It's lasted now 5 minutes and 10 seconds from the 9-yard line. Drain comes out. Daniel Glass in at center for the injured Hayden Tedford. Deion Stone goes in motion to the left, but give it to Moorhead up the middle. He's going nowhere, and he'll be brought down for maybe a short gain. May give him to the 8, so a possible gain of 1 would be second and goal from the 8.
Collins is coming in with that 6'5 goal line defense right there, and it's hard to get up the middle on that.
Stone's going to go in motion. Collins going to be jump flagged for offsides once again. And boy, oh boy, as many times as we've seen Collins flag for that, credit the Rocket line. They haven't given an inch.
I came out Monday, and Rockets, we're going through a walkthrough, their scouting report and so forth, and they were really working on that real hard.
So they'll move it half a distance down to the 6-yard line. Now they'll confer. I think they've got to put this a little bit closer.
They're going half the distance instead of half the distance to the goal.
Well, the ball was on the 8, but now they only made it a 2-yard penalty, and now they're going
to
pick the ball up and put it on the 4. And they got this one correct. They're still having a little bit of a discussion here just to make sure, I think, to get this thing right. And this time, as we said, they do. They'll spot it at the 4. It'll be second and goal from the 4-yard line for Shelby County. 6:14 on the clock, and it's still moving. Here's Moorhead on the give. He's going nowhere. He'll be stopped short. And Edwards, the offensive coordinator here, is barking out something as he kind of comes out onto the field, unhappy with somebody on that front line. And this is going to be third and goal from about the 3. They do mark him down for about a yard gain, so under 6 to go in the third. It's third and goal for the Rockets. Deion Stone goes in motion. Here's the option. It's Drain spinning down toward the goal line. He's going to be really close. And they're going to mark him down just short at the 1-yard line. And so we've seen this before earlier in the game. Shelby elected to try a field goal on fourth and
they're going
short.
For it here.
And this is a play here where they're going to go for it. Clock moving at 5 minutes, 10 seconds in the third. This is the Rockets' opening drive of the third quarter. Drain gives to Moorhead. He is stuck in the backfield, and they will be stopped on fourth and short from the goal line. Turnover on downs after all this time on the clock. Seven minutes on the opening drive, and the Collins Titans will blank the Rockets
once again
for the second time inside the five, and another opportunity gone awry here for the Rockets. So J.R. Lucas and the Titan offense will start from their own one-yard line with 5 minutes left to go. This is their first possession of the third quarter. Got to be wary here, this defensive line of a hard count trying to back him out of the... Here's the snap. He's going to run it over the left side. He's got some room. Cameron Armstrong steps up and makes a nice tackle in open space at about the seven-yard line. And so positive yardage for J.R. Lucas on first down.
Again, they're finding the weakness. Shelby County defense off tackle. Just off, you know, between the tackle and the end out there. J.R. took a snap, you know, it was direct quarterback run, and he headed right for that spot.
Second down and four, gain of six on first down. They'll give a double pass up the middle here. This looks like Stucker be over the 10, and I think he's out over the first down marker. They're waving the clock to stop, and the head official does give the signal for a first down. So Collins marches it out from the shadows of their own goal line with under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play, trailing 14-10.
Now, Colin, you know, it's very important for Shelby County to keep Collins pinned up right here. We had a 78-yard drive, 2 yards short, getting it in. We need to get the ball back in good field position.
Lucas takes the shotgun snap, rolling right, looking downfield. He's going to try a throw out here to Stucker, or it looks like, no, that's going to be Nick Eads. The intended target falls short. I'll bring up second down from the 12-yard line, second and 10 from their own 12.
You know, there's another adjustment by Coach Lucas. He's trying to get the ball. He got the ball on the a shovel pass to Stucker a while ago. There was one to Eads right there, I believe you said.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get the ball away from our strong point on our defense.
Snap here. Lucas going to fake a handoff and keep it. Now running over the right side. He's got some room. Keyshawn Catlett and Tyler Drain make the hit on Lucas as he's out over the 35, out to the 37-yard line, and a first down run for the junior quarterback.
Again, up that left side. Straight quarterback run, no scramble. They're seeing something over there, or they're putting us in formations that we're not ready for.
Trying to see, they spotted this one out at the 37.
Yes.
First and 10, 3:18, and the clock moving here. Lucas drops back, rolls right, looking for a man over the middle of the field. This one is going to be caught. Nick Eads scooped it up just over the 50. It was a low pass, but Eads able to haul it in, and a first down throw across midfield at the 49. And another first down for Collins here on their first drive of this half.
You know, as they play again, they're rolling JR out. And he's getting him some free time right there. That one again was short, but evidently he was able to come up with it.
Nashawn Roseberry flanks Lucas in the backfield to his left. Give it to him, running right at the 50. He's going to be run out of bounds. And a flag thrown here right
That's
at the point
hold.
Of attack. Flag down at the 48.
That's
and it is going to be a hold against Collins. That's a big penalty.
It is. It'll put him back about the 42-yard line.
Clock is stopped at 2 minutes 47 seconds.
Should be 42, but you never know about this bunch.
Well, they do. They'll slap it down on the ground on the far hash mark at the 42. It'll be first and 20. It'll be first and 19, excuse me. Lucas will have a man to his right. He'll drop back to pass on first and 19. He's under pressure now. Clayton O'Donohue's got him contained. Now he steps up, finds a block. Here's another flag thrown for a hold. Lucas still on his feet, takes a shot from Armstrong inside the 45, but this one's coming back for another hold.
They missed the,
Collins.
Missed the first one, but they got the second one. They should push Collins all the way back to the 28.
This is a 10-yard penalty from the 38-yard line is where that flag lays. So you are correct. They should spot this one down at the 28, and this will make it about first and 29. Yeah, they do.
33.
That's correct. You're right. 2:17 on the clock. They try and draw Shelby County offside. No flag thrown on the hard count. Everyone looking over to Jerry Lucas on the far sideline. Roseberry lined up behind J.R. He'll play action to Roseberry. Now throws a squib over the middle of the field. Cameron Armstrong picks it off. He's going to be out of bounds in Titan territory as Lucas took a hit as he was throwing that one away. And that is another Collins turnover. Shelby County's Cameron Armstrong was right there.
I don't know. Ryan Johns was right there on top of him. I think he got the lick on him.
It was 93 Johns who was the first man to him, and he couldn't get enough on that throw from his back foot on a little bit of contact.
The ball came out funny. I don't know if somebody got a finger. He got a hand on it also, or he just hit him right when he was releasing it.
So Shelby County here late in the third quarter, 1:52 on the clock, gets it back at their own 35-yard line, first and 10. Excuse me, it's on the 35 of Collins. Drain going to give it on the reverse, and Shelby County's Keyshawn Catlett trying to find room. He'll split a defender and get positive yardage. But boy, he was had in the backfield and juked the defender away, but only a gain of two after all of the,
all the dipty duty.
Ooh.
And Chevy County had somebody down there. I couldn't catch a number that just flat missed downfield block. I'm sure Coach Lucas, that's all he preaches. I know y'all talked about last night, downfield blocks.
Yeah, here's Drain on the keeper around the right side, fakes to Moorhead. He's out over the 30-yard line. Clock moving at 1:08 on second down, and gain of about five there. That'll be third down for Shelby County.
And a long five.
And about five, that's correct. Under a minute to go here in the third, which has only seen the Rockets with this, their second possession. Collins had the ball one time in the third quarter, turned it over on a J.R. Lucas interception, picked off by Cameron Armstrong. Here's third down and five. Drain sends Stone in motion. They'll give it to Davis coming to the near side, up inside the 25 and out of bounds. He'll have the first down for the Rockets and stop the clock at 27 seconds. And a nice run there for Davis. Good downfield blocking allows Davis to pick up the Rockets' first down.
You know, the first half, the time possession was like 18-17. It was, you know, pretty close, but Shelby County has completely controlled the football this quarter, but still, again, we haven't got the ball in the end zone.
Drain with Moorhead behind him, then Stone in motion. They'll have Drain keep it. He's got some room inside the 10. He will march into the end zone for the touchdown on the quarterback keeper for the option read, and Tyler Drain scampers down the sideline for the Rocket touchdown.
Well, I've been fussing the officials all night, but I love them after that one. Well, I think Rocket's got a waving little hold right there that finally popped him through. He was still going to have a good game, but I think it got him into the end zone.
Drain followed some blocks and made the right read, and now they're waiting on Colin O'Hare to get out there. He's been subbed in now temporarily as the long snapper.
I think he's playing with his gloves on, and he's got to get them off, you know, get his lineman situation.
A good snap, good hold, and the kick is up and good, and Shelby County has pushed it out now to a 21-10 lead with 21 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. We'll keep it here, and we'll take our break at the end of the quarter, but you know, we've talked about it. Both teams in the first half, Tom, missed opportunities. Shelby missed another one here to start the second half, but off the turnover, make Collins pay.
Yeah, Coach Lucas is out there discussing something with officials right now. It's probably the holding call down there they missed. But it was a good quarter for Shelby County. Controlled the football. The other team can't score if they don't have it. Collins had two horrible penalties called on them out there. It took them, you know, out of field position. And, again, like you said, we got the fourth turnover of the night and was able this time to take it down and score.
21-10 is our score. Shelby County leading Collins here late in the third quarter. First possession of the half was over 7 minutes long, and then they got it back here with about a minute, just under 3 minutes to go again. So a long time possessing the football here. This is a high, short kick.
On the ground.
And fumbled by Roseberry. Runs into his own guy. Now looks for a hole. He's up the middle of the field, and a nice return after putting that one on the ground at the 20. He's out over across the 40 with 15.8 seconds left here in the third. And, boy, you know, you can't explain it enough, but that wind has affected the way Josh Edwards has kicked the football a few times here tonight.
Unless something crazy happens, that's going to be the last time he has to kick into the wind tonight.
That's true.
Hopefully.
That's true. So J.R. Lucas has three wideouts moving from right to left here on the dial to the top of the formation. Takes a handoff. Now it's going to
have another
hold himself. And Keyshawn Catlett makes a nice open field tackle at the 45, and the clock moving here. That should wrap up the third quarter. A gain of, let's call it four and three on first down for Lucas. And that'll end the third quarter of play. Our score, 21-10, Shelby County leading Collins as we head to the final frame of this one here at Robert Doyle Stadium. Stay tuned. We'll have it all coming up next. Listening to High School Football on WXLN.